Inside on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome to a glorious Saturday morning. It's going to be a mostly sunny day in the islands with some isolated showers over the interior mainly. It is the Open of the summer and you're in the clubhouse. It's the oldest Open championship at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. It's a sexy leaderboard, low scores, good looking weather for now. Joining us first off in the clubhouse, Matt Cooper, golf writer, skysports.com. Right now, he's behind the 18th bleachers. If you're watching, he's got a great shot. You may hear some screams as folks come in and sink a putt, but we'll also be talking with Gary Williams, the host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. First, let's thank our sponsors who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also brought to you by Discount Furniture Warehouse, offering a wide range of furniture to complement your island lifestyle. 345 North Nimitz Highway, visit HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Wow, Adam Scott has a 5-stroke lead still over Tiger Woods. He's in second after having a dismal start. I thought Saturday, his nemesis day this year, was going to take him out. Nope, Graham McDowell coming on strong. Thorbjørn Olesen from Denmark. Young man, 22 years old, playing with Tiger Woods, showing that he's got some stuff. And Brant Snedeker, not having the best of days. Zach Johnson looking great. He finished already. Ernie Els, Bill Haas, Thomas Aiken, Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson. Yeah, Mark Kalkovec. Wait. Okay, we'll get to some of these things. But first, let's introduce our first guest this morning. He's coming to us all the way from Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, skysports.com. Golf writer behind the 18th green, the scoreboard. I'm trying to see if I can see you on television. Good morning, Matt Cooper. Good afternoon.
Hi, good morning.
This is really something. Now, you started off the day, or Gary Player, with his breakfast meeting about the future of golf. I'm interested in knowing what the wise Gary Player had to say. What does he think the future of golf has in store for us?
Well, I think the major idea from what I understand was to talk about the potential of Asia and also a sort of desire to speed up golf, both watching it and playing it. However, it appears that it soon sort of descended into what appears to be Gary's bete noire this week, which is that mobile phones are being allowed on the course.
Oh, and, he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it one little bit. He believes they should be banned completely. And so he went into a little bit of a rant about how it was essential that this happened. I'm a bit surprised, to be honest, because when I've been out on the course, the marshals are sort of, they're badgering away at everybody, telling them to make sure they don't take photographs. But on the whole, I've not seen anything that would constitute bad behaviour by people. I mean, there's bound to be one or two examples, but the vast majority of people are doing fine. In fact, the marshals are speaking so often, they're kind of like over-egging it a bit, and it's not really been a problem. So it was a little bit odd that he chose to focus on that rather than the things that were expected to talk about, which were the sort of, I'm fairly confident that quick play and the rise of Asia is probably more important than mobile phones. I think really that's stopping mobile phones is a bit like trying to stop the sea coming in.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The tide has come in, and this time it's staying in. It's not going back out again. What I see, though, in the UK, the fans are very well behaved. You know, they know the etiquette of golf. In the US, they're a little less so well behaved. And in Asia, the future of golf, as Gary Player sees it, they're really not well behaved. They're a rowdy bunch.
It's a good question. How he marries up the 2 points that he sees the future in Asia, where the mobile phones are at their worst. it's kind of a big problem for poor old Gary.
Yeah, he's going to have to tame a lot of souls over in Asia. How about slow play? He didn't really focus on that much. I was wondering if he had any ideas for what to do about it.
There's a few sort of discussions about the possibility of 6-hole, 9-hole, 12-hole golf courses. I think really everyone's got lots of different ideas about what to do. I don't think anybody's really come up with anything concrete. I doubt many of your listeners will be aware of this particular thing, but they'll be aware that that English people like to play cricket, and they'll also be aware that, quite hilariously, a game of cricket can take 5 days. Well, it's become very popular recently to have a game that takes 2 hours, and you won't be surprised that's proving very, very popular. Golf could really do with something along those lines, but nobody's really come up with the correct answer at the moment.
Yeah, and of course, as the kids watch these guys play, they emulate what they see on television, and that just continues the slow play problem. I'm watching Graham McDowell, now T3. He's 1 under for the day. He's like been lurking all this whole event, this whole Open, right behind the guys, just right within striking distance. But there's not been much buzz. We haven't talked that much about Graham McDowell after watching him in his fabulous performance at the U.S. Open with Jim Furyk. What's the mood? What's the crowd flavor there? Who are they supporting?
Graham McDowell will be very popular. He walked out onto the practice ground earlier today, just after Tiger Woods, and I would put McDowell's reception slightly above Tiger Woods, actually. So he's very popular with the crowd. The press like him a lot because he talks to them and he comes up with interesting things to say. I think what you said about him doing so well at the US Open is also very interesting, because he's aware that since his brilliant year in 2010, when he won his major and he was so significant in the Ryder Cup, he's aware that he hasn't really played to that level since. And he said after the US Open, he wasn't quite as disappointed as you might expect somebody, because he said he knows that he's ready to win a major championship again. So I had him in mind for this as a possibility. Because the other strange thing is he's got into a good position at the Open on 3 or 4 occasions in the early rounds and has then subsequently drifted back into the pack. And I actually wrote a profile for him this week and said sooner or later he's going to hang around till the end, and that appears to be what he's going to do this time. And the forecast for tomorrow is 30-mile-per-hour wind, possibly bigger winds. And if that happens, somebody who is brought up on Port Rush, where it blows all the time, is going to have quite a significant advantage in theory.
You know, a lot of people are in the States, of course, are looking for the Tiger Woods, Stevie Williams, Adam Scott pairing for the final. And, of course, I have to bring Stevie up because he was on Tiger Woods' bag for so long.
Yep.
What's the mood about an Adam Scott victory?
I think it's a little bit mixed, actually. I think there's a real hunger for that final ball pairing that you've just mentioned. Mind you, I was going to say pairing. It's not two. It won't be a two ball. It'll be a three ball in theory. Seeing as Stevie likes to think that he's a professor as much as a caddy. But there's a real hunger for that element of tomorrow, and have those two together. Then I think there's plenty of goodwill towards Adam Scott. I think females are especially supportive of him because he's very popular. I think, though, that a few of the old boys are not quite so keen on the fact that he uses a long broom-handled putter to win, to compete. And I think that if he does win, and it will be a third of the last 4 majors won by a broom-handled putter, there's a few sort of grumblings on Twitter and in the press room that possibly the RNA and the USGA will do something about banning them for the future.
Really?
If that happens, it's going to be a big step if that ever happens, because it's going to turn the tide again, and in quite a significant way for the game of golf. So I'd be quite intrigued if that happened. But I think there will be a call for it if it happens again.
I'd be surprised. I mean, it's like the tide has come in on cell phones and staying in, and it seems like with the long putter and the success that some of the young guys have had with it and the number of young players who are using it, that it's not something they're going to be able to ban. Maybe the way it's held. I watch Adam Scott, and he anchors. That I have a problem with. I have a problem with the anchoring part.
Yeah. I tell you, actually, the bigger problem issue I had was when Keegan Bradley, early this week, had a drop and he utilised his long broom handle putter to get the club length required for that. And I believe Vijay Singh has done it in the past, although that's kind of like being pulled from my memory rather than being fact, so I might be incorrect on that. But there were certain murmurings, and I think pretty deserved ones, that you're not in the spirit of the game to use a long-handled putter when you're using club lengths for a drop. Because clearly, in theory, if that's the case, you might want to invent a telescopic golf club. And then you could get all sorts of free drops, or even, to be honest, you take a penalty shot if you were able to get 40 feet nearer the flag. So, I have a bigger problem with that, actually, than the business of the putting. Although, I mean, if I'm totally honest, I'd ban long putters just because, like you say, the anchoring seems a little bit dodgy. It takes the fear factor out of it a little bit.
It certainly does. We're going to come back and talk about the unusual Mark Calcavecchia. I mean, it's just a marvel to see all these buff guys. And then Mark Calcavecchia. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Let's go down to the bottom of the leaderboard where Tom Watson finished with a 76 today after that brilliant, absolutely brilliant bunker shot yesterday. It was magnificent. And then for the putter to escape him once again, but he still made the cut. John Daly at the bottom with a 77 today. Martin Laird melted down, seriously, had an 82, plus 12 for the day. Now, we go up at the top of the leaderboard, and somebody who we're all expecting to have a magnificent day is not, and it's Brant Snedeker. After having the aggregate two-round record-low tying score, poor guy is having a real problem. He's four over. Matt Cooper, SkySports.com, is with us this morning to talk a little bit about what is going on with Brant.
I think it's not perhaps as complex as we might expect, because I think Brant himself was quite honest after his second round and admitted that his driving had been a little bit awry and that he'd got pretty lucky to miss all the bunkers off the tee. He'd missed them all with his approaches as well, because he hadn't hit one bunker. But also, when he hit it into the rough, he was getting some pretty good lies. And as a consequence, his greens and regulation statistics were absolutely sensational in the first two rounds. So I was kind of expecting that he'd struggle a bit in this round, simply because it appeared that he'd used his luck up a bit. In fact, I kind of backed that up by actually betting Adam Scott to beat him in this round. However, it's not actually run quite as I expected, even though the scores have run as I expected, because Brant actually hit more fairways today and hit fewer greens. So that's all a little bit higgledy-piggledy. But one way or another, his luck seems to run out a little bit, in that his long game has a lot of luck involved. A lot of skill as well, of course, but a lot of luck involved early on in the first two rounds. And he's not quite had that in the third round. I think also you have to bear in mind that he was able to play some quite carefree golf in the first 2 days. And getting to the top of the leaderboard, pressure's greater, there's more attention. And so I'm pretty sure that those things have all sort of combined to make life a little bit more difficult.
So it'd be better if he didn't hit the fairways off the tee.
Yeah, if I was to give him any advice tonight, I'd just say thrash it in the rough. Because it would appear, I obviously wouldn't say that, but the raw statistics would suggest that this week, finding the rough has been the key to Brant finding the greens.
Interesting.
I'm sure that, yeah.
Yeah, those some of the bunkers, though, I mean, they're full of water. It's amazing. All the rain that you've had in Lancashire, what was a summer, a very wet spring, and now it's beautiful. I mean, the course, Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, is absolutely stunning on television.
Yeah, it's a strange one. It has been an incredibly wet spring and summer. I'm slightly baffled why there's so much water in the bunkers. It's almost, I mean, I assume that the water table is so high, it's just impossible for it to get anywhere.
Oh, right.
So it looks a little bit ugly, doesn't it? It's always quite unsatisfying when somebody finds the middle of a bunker and then has to drop it at the back with a great big puddle in front of them. It always seems a little bit unfair. And it's doubly unfair because Lytham's bunkers are difficult enough at the best of times. So it's kind of making it even more difficult. But it's a strange one because the wind, I'm not kidding, is just almost insignificant. I'm just moved around so I can see the flags at the top of the 18th bleachers, and they're barely moving. So I mean, this has been the case more or less for 3 days now. It blows a little bit, but it's not a proper breeze, and it does make you wonder, if it's like this now, what would have happened with the scores? Because with the exception of sort of three or four players, everybody's on the whole struggled this week. You wonder if it had blown this week like it's expected to be blown tomorrow. The scores would have been pretty outstandingly massive.
Yes, horrendous.
It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow.
Mark Kelkovecchia, 6 birdies, 2 bogeys, a double, and 5 pars. And here he is. I almost said, is this the British senior?
Yeah.
It's truly something to watch him play.
He's one of my favourite players to watch. And in recent years, he keeps getting a very early draw. In fact, I think he's been in the first group out a couple of times in the last few years, and it's one of my traditions to watch the first group out on Thursday. And not only that, but I had a quick little look earlier on today, and he was, in 2009 at Turnberry, he was third after two rounds. At St Andrews in 2010, he was second after two rounds. He's now up there in the top 10. So it doesn't matter that he's past the age of 50 and playing seniors golf, he still loves the method that's required playing links golf. But I think there's also another little secret that's involved when he comes over here. He's a little bit more relaxed. He goes to the pub. It always seems that there's always a little story about how he's discovered one of the beers in the local pub. He has a few the night before, and that seems to just relax him a little bit. He has a good time. He also mentioned today that it's his favourite atmosphere of all the tournaments of the year. So I think his general happiness when he plays the Open probably the key to his success.
Excellent. Now this young man, Thorbjørn Olesen, I hear his name is Jacob?
Originally Jakob.
Jakob?
And his name is, I believe it's Torbjorn is the way that you say it.
Okay, thank you.
And yeah, funny enough, I first met him when he was called Jakob. In quite a strange place. I met him at the 2009 Kazakhstan Open, which was his first season as a professional. And that year, he had finished fourth in the Scandinavian Masters as Jakob. And then he played a few tournaments on the Challenge Tour. And I actually met him at 4 a.m. in the morning on the last day there. I was having some drinks with a friend, and then he sat down, and I honestly thought he was just some random teenager about age 13 or 14, very polite, hadn't been drinking, was kind of a bit baffled by us as he chatted to us. And then within weeks, I began to realise, A, who he was, and B, that he'd got a hell of a lot of talent. And the following year, 2010, he was very impressive on the Challenge Tour. At the end of that year, I wrote about who was the likely breakout player, and I suggested he was. And then last year, he was very impressive. He finished second three times on the European Tour. He finally got his victory at the Sicilian Open this year. And interestingly, he got that on a sort of linksy golf course. The conditions were completely different to this week. It was bone hard, it was sunny, it was windy. So three of the things that we've not had this week. But it's quite interesting that he clearly seems to like that sort of thing. And he also played well at Le Golf National, the French Open venue, which is also a bit linksy. So I can actually lay claim, I have actually put money on Torbjørn Olesen this week. So I was aware that he was kind of quite handy in these sort of circumstances. But I'm slightly surprised he's doing as well as he is.
Well,
the really impressive thing is, if you look at his demeanour today, he's made a couple of par saves, he's not panicked when he's made bogeys, and he's got back into red figures for the day, and I think that's pretty impressive going.
It is. Matt Cooper, skysports.com, behind the 18th green scoreboard. Thanks so much for being on the show with us this morning. You've provided some great insight. Absolutely. Always great talking to you. We've got Gary Williams, Morning Drive, and On the Range, Golf Channel, coming up right after this break. Thank you again, Matt. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has many futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform bunk beds, dining room sets, in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane!
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back from Ridgewood Country Club, a teaching professional to a Fortune 500 company employee, with a part-time Sunday morning golf radio show to full-time Morning Drive radio sports program and play-by-play for ESPN and Carolina Panthers Television Network as well. Now, Morning Drive, you know why he's so comfortable in any environment. Host of the Morning Drive and On the Range on Golf Channel, it's Gary Williams. Good morning.
Danielle, I felt like my whole life flashed before my eyes.
Yes, sir. I've often marveled at how you can just sort of seamlessly go from one environment to another and be so comfortable. And now I know why. And you're so knowledgeable. It's truly a pleasure watching you in the morning, although it's very early for me, you know, but we've got TiVo and DVR, so it's wonderful watching your morning drive show. It's great. Thanks for being on the show.
Now, it's great to be with you.
You know, this Adam Scott got a four, and Graham McDowell, and Tiger Woods, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, Brant Snedeker. This is a great leaderboard.
You know, it really is. And I think, you know, for Brant, it was probably inevitable that he was going to have a few blunders. But I'll tell you, Danielle, I think it's going to come down to three guys. I really believe it's going to be, you know, Adam Scott is currently leading, and certainly Tiger and Graham McDowell. I would be surprised. Then again, if somebody goes out tomorrow and shoots a really good number, and we are hearing that the potential for 25 to 35 mile an hour winds later in the day tomorrow at Royal Living, that could change a lot of things. But I get the feeling it could come down to those three gentlemen.
Now, wouldn't it be something? We talked about this once before. There was a tournament, I think, earlier in the year when the possibility for an Adam Scott, Tiger Woods, Stevie Williams pairing would be the possible final pairing. That would be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it would be. And I think, you know, there's some melodrama there, no question. But the reality is that, you know, as you know so well, Tiger is going to get into his bubble and he's going to do what he's going to do. And a lot will be made of whatever gesture or handshake with Stevie and or Steve Williams.
Or lack thereof, right? Yeah.
Yeah, or lack thereof. Would be at the first hole. But after that, there's not going to be anything there. There's literally nothing over the course of 4 hours. But there would be irony there. The idea that Steve, who had that moment after the win by Adam at Firestone last year, and David Faraday interviewed him, yes, it would be syrupy. But the reality is, it's Adam Scott trying to win his first major championship and Tiger trying to win his 15th.
Yep. That bottom line, now who would you put money on?
You know, I think, Danielle, it's going to depend on the margin. And right now you look at Tiger, who is five shots back. And the interesting thing to me about Adam Scott is if you look at his numbers this year, and because of the tonsillectomy and not playing as much, it's kind of defying odds on a golf course that requires so much precision. He is 188th in total driving on the PGA Tour in 2012, and he's 187th in three-putt avoidance. I mean, those two things, you just don't go, okay, he's got those numbers, he's going to win a major championship. I think he has hit so many quality shots today, but tomorrow, and if potentially, and I will say this, Graham McDowell is dying to get into that final pairing, and he's doing a good job right now to post the number before Tiger gets in. My eyes would be on Tiger. However, Adam looks really, really comfortable, but Saturday is a totally different galaxy than Sunday, particularly if you've never won a major before.
Yeah, I was watching Tiger this morning, thinking to myself, what is it about Saturdays that, you know, I thought, is it going to kill him again? The Saturday has been his worst day this year. And he started stumbling. And I thought, no, not after looking so good for the first 2 days. You know, you just can't blow it that quickly. And then he seemed to recover himself. But it's that insecurity you still sense in, at least I think I do, in watching him. He doesn't have that confidence that, frankly, Adam Scott has right now, to my mind. What do you think?
No, I think that's true, but... You know, Adam Scott has not won a major championship, and he's 32 years old right now. And I agree with you about Tiger in the sense that, you know, it's amazing that he would stumble out of the box. And that speaks to something that he will never speak of. I know, at least I believe in my mind, that he feels the internal heat of trying to not only win a major for the first time since 2008, but break through that vortex again of winning and feeling like he'll be liberated. That's a hard thing. He's somebody who is so unusual, but he's going through something he's never gone through for a myriad of reasons. So tomorrow would be fascinating if we got Adam Scott and we got Tiger Woods and take the Steve Williams melodrama out of it. A guy 32 who we all assumed would have at least one major championship, and then the other guy who's 36 who we thought would be, you know, either at 17 or 18, just trying to get to 15. Oh gosh, it would be gripping.
Yeah, it truly is. Let's go down the leaderboard just a little bit. I mean, Graham McDowell, for the win that's forecast, do you think he's got the best chance to play in that kind of win?
I do. I really do, Danielle, and I'll tell you this. Graham McDowell, I remember he came in, and Graham's been great, and he's actually scheduled, and of course, if he wins, Lord knows what's going to happen. He's supposed to co-host Morning Drive.
Oh, cool.
Later this week.
That would be fabulous.
He's such a good guy, he'll probably honor the commitment. But I will tell you this. At the beginning of the year, there were a couple of things that he told me. He said, I beat myself up so much trying to be what happened to me in 2010 and 2011, and he's gotten through that. And also the idea of, you know, going through an equipment change and the idea of a lot of people like to be watched. A lot of people don't like attention. And Graham is very, very comfortable. Graham McDowell loves the fight. I know that Graham McDowell, particularly after what happened at the U.S. Open, not that he imploded, he had a putt to get into a playoff with Webb Simpson. He loves the fight. If he gets into that final pairing tomorrow, whether and it looks in all likelihood it would be with Adam Scott and he could pose before Tiger Woods, I'd give him more than a puncher's chance because he's a great driver of the golf ball. And believe me, as you know, that entire, everybody who is there, he might as well be from England. He might as well be from Blackpool. Because they will try to drag him over the finish line to get him another major championship.
You know, I've heard that they are already.
They are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even the press corps is like cheering anytime he does something really well, which is completely against the rules. And guys, it's the story. It's not the player. Zach Johnson. What a 66, a 4-under today. After winning last week, he's still got it, and he's a different time zone, and he looks really good.
You know, he really does, and he's such a bulldog. And, he's the kind of guy that you look at his numbers this year, and he's not only won twice, but he was a tie for second at the Players' Championship. He put, you know, certainly serious heat on at the Heritage as well. He's the kind of guy that he's now put himself in where he's going to have such a late time, and right now he's projected to be in that penultimate group. He would probably have to do the same number again, 66 on Saturday, probably would have to do it again tomorrow, but he's capable. And when you are so confident as he is right now, and he's had such a good year, I wouldn't be shocked. But the one thing that he's so good at, it's very hard to wedge your way around Royal Lytham, and that's a credit to him. This is not necessarily an ideal setup, particularly being soft conditions, for him to be able to do what he's done, and that speaks to somebody who's just playing so well, and it doesn't matter what the setup is.
I was reading Twitter before I got on the air, and you know, much has been said about the 205 bunkers and ending up in the bunkers. And I think Ron Cyrak said something about having covered five opens, women and men's. He's never seen it this green. It's always much brown, and it's so much easier to go into bunkers when the grass isn't so green. Do you think the bunkers are not playing as big a role as we expected?
Danielle, I think that's an interesting question. I think they're playing as big a role in terms of the execution of shots from the tee because they still sit there and they line the fairways right and left. I don't know necessarily that they're playing as big of a role, particularly around the greens or in the fairways, because there has been more prudent play from this entire field than I've seen in an Open Championship, and you can go back to, you know, Tiger at Liverpool in 06.
Yeah, that was
but
great.
He had a specific game plan, and it was so dry, he was different from everybody else. I think that, you know, unfortunately for them, you know, there's water in these bunkers. I think it's just, it's one of those things that you look at, and it's more the idea of the perception and what the reality is. And I wish the golf course was playing a firm and fast, because that would mean that some guys could take the risk and be a reward, because right now there's not a reward in hitting driver, because you're not getting the roll off of a driver if you choose, because if you don't know the golf course, that the fairway bunkers start about 230 yards out and they will extend to about 300 yards. If you don't see the reward, there's no reason to take the risk.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, someone told me Bill Haas had a good chance of winning this week. And I thought, that's an interesting one. You don't hear a lot of people putting money on Bill Haas, you know, I mean, even though he had a great year last year. And here he is. He's T8, playing very, very well. Are you, do you think he has a good chance this year of really coming on strong as the year progresses and goes into this really heavy schedule that we've got coming up?
You know, Danielle, I hope so. And I hope so for a couple of reasons. Knowing him a little bit personally, he's such a good guy. And the man that you know, has his eyes on him is Billy Harmon, who I work with on the show on the range. And Bill Harmon is one of the best people I know in golf. And, you know, Bill has had a very interesting year, and it's a very odd year. He had a great West Coast swing. He has had a forgettable last 3 months. Bill Haas can win anywhere, anytime, and I think sometimes he goes through some lulls, and right now he's kind of on the outside of that Ryder Cup number. Would I be surprised if he went out tomorrow and tried 65? Absolutely not. When you talk to people in the game of golf and you say, who compresses the golf ball and who makes it sound different than anybody else? You know, you could probably have about, you know, 5, 6, 8 names that you'll hear. He's always in that group. He's natural. He's so talented. I think people don't understand this. Bill beats himself up more than people probably assume. He seems so, you know, placid.
Yes.
He seems like a flatliner. No, he's not. He really gets bothered when he doesn't play well. So I would not be, Daniel, surprised at all if he went out and shot 65 tomorrow.
Excellent, excellent. I think it was Bob Bupka, a Voice of Golf, who's coming up in a little bit with your friend Alex Maselli, who's also scheduled. But, you know, it's the time change and everything, I don't know if these guys will remember. I've got Janice Self to help me to whip them into shape, but we'll see if that works. She's a really good whip into shaper person. All right. Now, here's somebody I dearly love. My grandson has a moderate, very not as bad as many parents. Autism is, it's a very, very difficult thing. And, of course, yep. Ernie Ellis's son is a more severe case, you know, and mm-hmm. the idea that you could have a place to go to, that was one of the very frustrating parts about, you know, okay, he's got this autism, but where can I find out more about it? Well, Ernie Ells wants to create a foundation and a center where people who have children and whose children are growing up with autism, where they can go and find out information and resources and what have you. So when I met Ernie here, you know, we've talked on a couple of occasions about his course at Hawakele and all the different things, and I've been watching him this year. I dearly wish he would win, just so that he can feel like, okay, I've done it, and I'm accomplished. I feel like he's putting an awful lot at stake in winning a major and being successful. Like, this would be his crowning achievement. Do I have that right?
No, you do. You really do. And I was very fortunate to be at Ernie's golf outing for just that, L's for Autism, which is for the Center for Excellence, which is what you're referring to, which is the school that's being built, which is all being privately funded. It is going to be a world-class facility for children, not only from the South Florida area, for kids around the world, to come and get education and counseling for this very unusual and very elusive condition, which is autism. And I will, Danielle, I will tell you, in my time covering the game of golf, I've never been more impressed by the collection of people who came there to support that particular day. And there was $3 million raised in one half of a day.
Wow.
And we're talking about Jack Nicklaus being there and Greg Norman being there and Rudy Giuliani being there and Rush Limbaugh being there and Luke Donald being there and Adam Scott being there. And I can go on and on and on. There were over 12 major champions who were there for just a day of golf. If this is his passion project, this is the most important thing in his life. And Danielle, it also drives him to keep playing and do what he's doing for Ben, his son, who is, dealing with autism. And he's always going to be dealing with autism.
Exactly.
I was so inspired to see not only the people who are there, but the passion that Ernie has for this. It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And I just watching him play, it's wonderful to see. It's wonderful to see. I just hope the putter stays with him. You know, I just it's like watching Tom Watson yesterday. I'm sure you saw that bunker shot on 18. He comes out of the bunker. I mean, it's just he comes over this rough, this broken down ground. It's and then he comes right across, shoots right across it out of the bunker in and on the green, and it's like wow, you know. And then he misses the putt.
No, he did. Not only did he miss the putt, he wound up three putting, and then he made the birdie on 18. And I tweeted, I said, Tom Watson isn't cool. He's too cool. You can't hit the bunker shot he hit on 17. I mean, that's a ball below your feet. You're standing outside the bunker. He's, you know, please cherish the shots that you see Tom Watson hit in major championship golf. I mean, just please take the time to enjoy what he does, because he gets lathered up to play against the kids, but two, the way the fans feel about him is something that is such a rare thing. There's a connection there that doesn't really exist a lot in the game of golf anymore. These men are making a lot of money, and God bless them. Make all you can. This is a very different time. And to see Watson do what he did yesterday, and he wound up being inside the number, and he played with Lee Westwood early this morning, that's the kind of stuff, that's why we love the game.
I mean,
he hit that bunker shot on 17 yesterday, and then he holds the putt on 18. He's playing with Ryo Ishikawa, who was so far from being even a part of this earth the last time that Tom Watson won a British Open. God, the beauty of the game is extraordinary.
You know, we need to take a break. I don't know if you have time to stay, but
sure.
Okay. He made the cut before the U.S. Senior Open. He's in the Open. He's playing in the Senior British Open next week at Turnberry. Does anybody set a schedule like that? I mean, most of these guys go, I'm sorry, I got to take the week off. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we have had the pleasure of speaking with Gary Williams, host of Morning Drive and On the Range. He's on Golf Channel. You can see him every morning, weekdays, and then in the afternoon in Hawaii. That's On the Range. Just check your listings. Joining us, Gary, I wanted to ask you before I let you go, you know, your final thoughts on this Open. And Bob Bupka, just warning you right now, is standing by. He's listening. And you never know when Bobby's going to jump in and say something. So your final thoughts before we hear you again on Monday, if this after everything's over, on this Open Championship.
Well, you know, Danielle, I think what's interesting is that as I mentioned to you, I think it's going to come down to three men. I do believe it's going to come down to Tiger and Graham and McDowell and Adam Scott. And what's going to happen is it's going to be another chapter in Royal Lithum's Open Championship history that is one that you're going to say, well, there's no fluke. That there is, it is hard to find an Open Championship venue that has no, like, wow, that doesn't make any sense, or that's kind of flukish. And even though Adam Scott has not won a major championship, it's undeniable at the age of 32 that he has the ilk to not only win one, but win multiples. And it'll be interesting because right now Graham McDowell is in the clubhouse and he has pulled to play alongside Adam Scott. And I believe the best thing that Adam Scott can have is Graham McDowell and not Tiger Woods. I really believe that. So it looks like that's going to be the case.
Okay. Bob Bupka joins us. Any thoughts, Bobby?
Yeah, first thought is tell Gary Williams he's a big-time TV star.
Yes.
He doesn't have to be stealing my radio time.
He just heard that, okay?
Bob, I'll tell you one thing. You and I have a lot in common, including I've got the Ion Loop bracelet on right now. I'm getting ready to get on my bike and take a bike ride.
Well, I know you're feeling good if you're wearing that. Keep up the good work, Terry. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bob. And Danielle, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for being on the show. It's always fun talking with you. I look forward to the next time. Have a great bike ride.
Thank you. Take care.
Aloha. Bobby Bupka, where's Alex Maselli?
He said his booking engagement, there were not enough zeros after the number that you wrote down. So, you know, you can't rely on him.
Obviously not.
Let me tell you a story, though. We get here and we have wonderful accommodation, really only a couple of blocks from the golf course. So we're all excited. The landlord meets us and said, here you go. This is your apartment. And so we walk in, and there's a lovely kitchen. There's a lovely living room, a nice bathroom, nice bedroom. Mm-hmm. Except, wait a minute. I said, Janice, there's no bedroom here. And she said, I don't know. I said, let me run downstairs. I guess she gave us the wrong apartment. But I run down the flight of stairs. I grab the lady. I said, we don't have a bedroom. She says, yes, you do. Move the couch, pull a bed out of the wall, and you'll have a bedroom. So
that's what I love about staying in Europe. Everything is very compact and taken care of. You got to utilize your space.
Yeah, and the first night we're there, Janet said, I'm going to run to the store and buy a couple of things. I said, okay. And as soon as she leaves, all the lights go out. Come to find out, you have to put a pound coin in the box to get electricity. Every day, you got to remember to put that pound coin in. Otherwise, you could sit in the dark in our apartment.
And on that thought, okay, people say Europeans don't like ice. They're against ice. Well, you see, the thing is, ice requires electricity to create it. So it's considered a waste of electricity to make ice. It's a luxury to make ice. So if you want to put 2 pounds and make ice, then that's not a problem. You just got to know what you're going to pay for, right? All right.
Well, earlier in the week, we went out to dinner in a nice little pub, and I went to the bar and ordered a vodka on the rocks. And the guy put one cube in there, and I said, any chance of getting a second ice cube? He said, no, one per drink. So you're right about that.
I thought for sure for the Americans, you know, and their need for a drink, that they would add another ice cube to things. So what's your impression of this Open? I mean, this is very, very, very exciting to see Tom Watson make the cut, Mark Calcavecchia in the hunt, Adam Scott, Graham McDowell coming right up the leaderboard, Tiger Woods almost falling over on his face and then recovering. This is good.
Yeah, it really is, Danielle, and it's just a travesty, in all honesty, with all you do for golf and all your listeners over in Hawaii and around the world, that you're not here, and we're going to have to make plans to get you over here. There's just no place like it, that's for sure. It is a little bit of a walk from our accommodation. So after doing it for a couple of days, I said to Janice, what I really want to do is see if there's a local horse stable around. I want to rent the horse, and I want to pull up to the media center and ask the head honcho, what kind of credentials do I need for my horse? But Janice wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, no. Sensibilities. Yes, she's the one. She takes care of it. I said you were the, she was the ringleader, that she'd be able to whip you guys into shape. Apparently, Alex Maselli's not that easy to whip into shape. And I was hoping he'd be around just because I wanted to promote his show on the range. But since, you know, he's also on your show, it's your show, Bob Bubka, and it's called The Grill Room. It's from 10 to noon on Saturday and Sunday on PGA Tour Radio, Sirius XM. Bob and Alex discussing everything hot in golf. It's on Channel 93 or Sirius 208. I want to know what you and Alex are disagreeing about this weekend on the show.
Well, we did it live from the media center. That was a lot of fun. We had Roger Chapman come in and sit with us. For those of your many listeners that don't know Roger Chapman, he just won a couple of majors on the Champions Tour, and he's from England. So all of a sudden, he's a big hit over here.
Oh, yeah.
Then tomorrow, Bradley Wiggins is going to win the Tour de France. He's going to become the first Englishman ever to win the Tour de France. And if Graham McDowell pulls it out, it's going to be a trifecta. And then all they have coming up right after that are the Olympics. So everything is fantastic over here. We need Tiger. He's playing his last hole today. Maybe if he picks up a birdie, he'll be within four shots of the lead. If Adam Scott brings it in at 11 under par, but it has all the ingredients to be extremely exciting come tomorrow. And whoever wins, as Gary Williams said, it's going to be a true champion because there's no flukes around Royal Lithgow. This is a great golf course, 206 bunkers, and believe it or not, for the first 3 days of play, we've had absolutely zero wind. We're anticipated tomorrow to have wind that may be gusting as high as 20 to 25 miles per hour, which certainly will put a little spice in the final round. And just like that electric meter at my apartment, you didn't put another pound in, so I have to leave you. But Danielle, thanks for having me on.
Oh, Bob, it's always fun. You're not going to the U.S. There's a senior British, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm trying to get back to the States as fast as I can.
All right, for
love
more
you.
Ice. More
bye,
ice. Bye. Love you, too. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We're going to be talking with Kathy Torchiana. She is the Wailea professional, but for 12 years, she coached USC, and now she's going to coach the Hawaii team for the Girls Junior America's Cup. And that starts with the opening ceremonies on Monday, 2:15. You're invited to go at Wailea. It's going to be a fabulous event. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The Golf Club, sponsored by the Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane!
Now is the time to save some money.
The Discount Furniture Warehouse has mini futons, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom sets, platform, bunk beds, dining room sets in stock now. 345 North Nimitz Highway.
And check out our website at HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com.
Where the prices are so low, it's insane.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Kathy Torchiana, LPGA, lifetime LPGA member, National Coaches Hall of Fame member, coached at USC, teaches at Wailea. Welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Thank you, Danielle.
Such an enormous amount of energy is coalescing on Maui this weekend as young women, young teenagers from around the world, Canada, Mexico, all the states that are, let me see if I can get them all here, California, Montana, Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon, Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah coming together for this. Every 18 years, we get to host the Junior Girls America's Cup. This is fantastic that we've got this opportunity to really show Hawaii has the spirit of aloha and host a fabulous golf event. Thank you so much for being the coach of the women's the girls event. How did you work with the kids, the four girls who are going to be the team members, Emmy Koga, Marielle Galdiano, Rose Huang, and Sierra Min?
Well, I've been on the board of directors of Hawaii State Junior Golf for now 6 years, so I've watched these girls play over that time. And my first actual hands-on with just me with them will be Sunday, but I'm very familiar with their games, and I helped captain a few of them when we play against Japan. You know,
Yes.
Familiar with that, and they're familiar with me, so... it'll be good. It's an interesting thing because our team qualifies, so they have to play in the HSJGA event, earn points to get on this team. So it's a highly competitive event, series, and now they're coming together as a team. So that's really fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm curious, when you're working with them as a team, how does the coach interact? Because I imagine as individuals that they're pretty confident about their game and they have opinions about, do you kind of work with them as a team member? Do you tell them what to do? How does that work out?
Yeah, well, my attitude on coaching has always been it's us against the course. These girls are obviously very good, and they got there on their merit, as did my girls at USC. My job was not to teach them the golf swing. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been there. My job is to teach them to play as a unit. Don't take unnecessary risks, because the other girls are depending on your score. Never give up. Having worked at Wailea for 15 years, I'm very, very familiar with the gold course. And there are some different ways to play the holes that are not obvious to the first-time observer. So that's what we'll do on the practice round. I'll teach them the strategy, and we'll go through it. And each girl will probably play it a little bit differently, but we'll have the concept.
Right. Okay, great. Because this is really helpful. I think when people think of as coaching, they think of teaching, and it's not teaching at this level because these girls are almost ready to go to college.
Right. Well, and I'm familiar enough with their games, and I'm also familiar enough with the golf swing that if something's going wrong, I'm perfectly capable of helping them. But I'm also smart enough to realize how they hear, a lot of times I'll say, "What does your coach tell you about this? How does your instructor work with your backswing?" So, that kind of thing.
Because
I want to add extra thoughts. They're already programmed one way, but I can steer them back into that groove,
Right, right. When you see them going off, it's kind of like watching someone, I'm going to just use Tiger Woods.
competition, you know, changes your whole level of adrenaline and things like that. And again, so I just I have enough of a rapport with them, so they know that I'm not going to mess them up. They know that that's what my job is, to help them.
Right.
they're pretty receptive, and you know, so we just talk about, you know, what is your normal swing thought, and you know, possibly are you, you know. We just coach him into it. You know?
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. So the opening ceremony is tomorrow, Monday rather. I'm thinking today's Sunday. It's Saturday, Danielle. Tomorrow, Sunday, then you have the event, which Tihati is putting together. Tomorrow night, the teams from the mainland, Canada, Mexico, they're going to have the first kind of official meet and greet at Hotel Wailea. Tihati and Hotel Wailea are both sponsors of this event and have helped the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association get the monies together to pull off this really great party. That's first of all for how many girls are coming in with their coaches?
It's 72 girls and 18 coaches and 5 assistants. But wow. Danielle, like you said in the opening, we are showing the Aloha spirit. I've had to do some asking of favors and soliciting funds and donations and this and that. As Mary B and Mickey for all of our association, but I really can't remember hearing no. Everybody has stepped up to the plate at whatever level they can do, and they've been overly generous. It's the whole, you know, 18 families in Wailea are hosting a team. That's the wonderful exchange part of it. When you go to this tournament, you stay at private housing, so you get a feel for how people live in a different state.
Wow! So
yeah.
they're hosting an entire team. That's 4 girls and a coach.
Well, the coaches, actually, amazingly, the coaches are all staying at Hotel Wailea. It's in this format, the coach works with them on the course, and then the housing is done by private families.
Ah, nice. But still, that's four teenagers.
Yeah.
Opening your door to 4 teenagers. Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes I heard no in that respect, but someone else came up. It was good.
It's wonderful. Some of the sponsors are, of course, the Aloha Section PGA and Wailea mm-hmm. Golf Club, because without them, it wouldn't be possible. But Pard and Betsy Erdman, King Auto, Liliha Bakery, Tihati, Hotel Wailea. It's wonderful to see. Let me just take care of a little bit of business here quick. KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. So all these people came together, and the public is invited on Monday at 2:15 to the Wailea Gold Course, where the opening ceremony for the public and everybody participating will be held at Wailea Gold, including dance and, of course, ceremony. Can you tell us a little bit about that ceremony?
Yes, it's really beautiful. It's basically a parade of athletes like the Olympics. Each state goes in order. The captain carries the state flag, starting with Alberta. And alphabetically, being the host team, we will come in last, and we actually have the Royal Hawaiian Guard presenting the Hawaiian flag and our team. So, you know, the guys in the pith helmets and the white
uniforms. Yes.
Yep, it's going to be fabulous. So they'll do an ole as we come in, and then Kimokeo Kapahelehua is going to bless the entire event. He has 2 of his guys that actually perform at the Ulalena, who will he'll pa'u drum, and the girls will each get a lei and their name announced. And then he'll bless the event from the middle of the putting green, with the ring around it of all the girls and their flags. I mean, it's really going to be stunning.
Yes.
The situation of the putting green is kind of up on the hill, so where they're going to have the spectators, they'll look down past the putting green, down the first fairway to the ocean and Molokini. It'll be stunning.
That sounds beautiful. And with Tihati, are you going to have some, will there be dance as well?
Actually, what we're doing then, after the opening ceremony, the entire group is going to the Tihati Luau at the Marriott.
Ah.
They'll go from that location to the Marriott lawn, and it's, again, right on the ocean of beautiful Wailea Beach. And so they'll experience that whole thing, you know. So they'll have the very traditional Hawaiian guard and kimokeo, and then they'll get the, they'll see the emu ceremony, you know, with the pig.
Yes.
And Yes. All this, they've got crafters, and then they'll have the whole hula show. It's going to be wonderful.
That's fantastic. This is from these teams. Every 18 years, we get a chance to host the teams from around the states. And
yeah, it makes a rotation. See, so last year we were in Reno, the year before San Diego, the year before Canada, the year...
Our rota.
Yeah, so it just goes in a rotation. So we'll get it again in 18. But we did a little bit of a shifting. The same event happens for the boys. So Rick Costello shifted it so that we'll have the boys' event next year. So we don't really have to reinvent the wheel. We've got girls this year, boys next year, and it'll be great.
And this is the Girls Junior America's Cup.
Yes.
Opening and closing ceremonies, team banquets, team socials, team gift and pin exchanges. Everyone has a uniform. Where did the uniform for Hawaii come from?
We have our Hawaii State Junior Golf shirts, but then we got Manuhe Ali'i is sponsored the girls' outfits for the and mine for the opening ceremony. It's
excellent.
Really vibrant, gorgeous, hot fuchsia pink floral.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to be great. And then one of my hula sisters has made hakule out of actual native Hawaiian plants. You know, she's an expert on all that. So
yes.
She's come and chant and give the girls their hakule. It's going to be great.
You know, all the teams are going to want to have a hakule. I mean,
tough.
You tell them, Kathy Torchiana. Can we take lessons from you at Wailea?
Oh, you bet.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah, no problem. You can call there. You can call me at 879-4538. That's how you get an appointment with me.
879-4538?
Right.
Excellent.
But I can't do it this week.
No, you're busy. You say you're tied up, eh?
Busy this week, but in August, I'd love anybody who wants. I'll be glad to help them.
Excellent. And the Girls Junior America's Cup philosophy was bringing together girls from various states and countries, cultivating new friendships and mutual respect, promoting a better understanding of regional history and customs, allowing girls to learn about different cultures, and developing pride in self, team, state, and country.
There you go.
May I ask one final question?
You can have many.
Okay. Are we expanding? Are we trying to get more countries involved?
No, it's people have wanted in because it's such a great event, but 18 works out very good mathematically as far as the starting times. You know, you have six waves of three teams. And it's just it's a big ask for a golf course. I mean, Wailea Gold has been so generous, and 72 girls is a lot to handle. So, like I said, some teams want to get in, but we're also thinking that some other organization should maybe make a Eastern Girls Junior America's Cup.
Ooh, yeah.
Have the East Coast make up their own deal, you know?
Right, and then maybe somehow we could have a playoff.
There you go. Yeah, you can meet at the Mississippi River at Champions Play or something.
Yeah, Wailea Gold Course is fabulous. I got to just walk it. I haven't played it, but I was there for the Senior Skins when it was still called the Senior Skins, and they played there, and it is a truly gorgeous course. If you ever get a chance to play at the Wailea Gold, it's definitely
for this event too, because it's very spectator friendly. You can see a lot of golf from one location. You know, because they go back and forth, and it has a nice elevation. So if you're on the upper holes, you can actually watch four or five holes at one time.
Fabulous, fabulous. Mm-hmm. And when you're, let's switch now just to teaching, okay?
Sure.
Since we whet the appetite on that, and you have a very infectious kind of personality. So I think, yeah, you know, it's fun, you know, when you said tough, that kind of, it's fun to have somebody who's straight up. When you get a student, you know, what are you looking at? Somebody comes to and says, all right, I want to take a lesson. You know, I'm finally going to admit it that I might need some help.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that? Your students, first of all, or your, the people who come to you, do you call them students? What do you call them?
Yeah, I guess they're students.
Yeah, sure.
The range ball boys call them my victims, but that's okay. it's really a dialogue. I ask them what do they perceive as their problem, you know, and then so I look at it as a lesson, as a puzzle. They say, oh, I don't like it. I don't like it because my tee ball always goes to the right. So we swing a few, and then I can obviously figure out why they do that. So then my task is to work them into doing it a different way so that doesn't happen. So I look at a lesson as a puzzle.
So
when I get them to hit it straight, then I'm so happy.
Right. Okay. Now, when you tell them, you know, this is what we've got to work on, this is where you're having your problem,
mm-hmm.
do you send them home with drills, and do you expect them to practice?
Yes. I mean, otherwise, I'm stealing. You know, I just say, if you, I can only tell you, you have to learn this, you know, and please tell me what you hear me say. You're going to get better if you do this. And actually, I don't want to charge you to tell you the same thing. So, learn it, and then we can move forward, you know?
Yes. And that's...
I'll help you as long as you want, but it makes me feel bad to charge you to tell you the same thing.
By the same token, if that's all you want, if you just want to come back and listen to me over and over again, I'll do it.
There we go. It's
okay.
Fun.
Yeah. And what you just said, though, is really, really important. Make sure that what you have said to the student, that student repeats it back to you, and that you are on the same page, because people hear things differently.
Exactly. You want to know what, because when they hit a good one, I said, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? And so it tells me what they heard, you know?
Interesting. Okay. All right. So great. Kathy Torchiana, LPGA.
You're gonna have a lesson, kiddo.
I'm going to come over and have a lesson. I love how you call me kiddo. Okay. Yes, lifetime LPGA member, National Coaches Hall of Fame, and coached at USC. How was it coaching college players?
Incredible. It was so great. I started at 28 and ended at 40 years old, so it was a perfect time in life. But you know, when you're 28, you're not much older than them, and it's kind of easy to be friendly. But you know, you're still. I took it very seriously because you're an authority figure. You're not their pal, but you're not their parents. You kind of were privileged to a lot of personal information and growth. And you take an 18-year-old girl and she leaves a woman. You know, it was really fun to see, and we're still good friends. You know, it's nice.
Did you have championship moments?
Oh yeah, we were top five times. We made it to NCAAs 10 of those years, and that was in the years when only 18 teams went.
Wow.
A couple of years were rebuilding years, unfortunately, so that's why we missed it. But my last year, we were fifth, and the one year, there was five shots between the first five teams. You know, so we were four shots out of winning, and it was amazing, you know.
That's close in college.
And it was... Yeah, the guy that got second coached for Furman, and he had the team with Dottie Pepper and Maggie Will and those girls, and they got beat by San Jose State with Julie Inkster. And then he finally won this year, that coach. He had four seniors. I said, oh, my goodness, that's going to be a lot of rebuilding. But he pulled it off, so that's good.
It's fantastic. It's great talking to you. Great meeting you, Kathy Torchiana. I'll be coming over for a lesson.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming to the event.
I cannot. I have to work. I've got to do the traffic. But, you know, I'd much rather be with you. The opening ceremony, one more time, is Monday, 2:15. It's open to the public at Wailea. Includes the ceremony with the Raw Hawaiian Guard and the Ualena. I love that show. If you ever get to Maui, go to that show. It's great.
Yeah.
Emi Koga, Marielle Galdiano, Rose Huang, and Sierra Min, their team that you're going to be rooting for. And I want to thank Aloha Section PGA, Wailea Golf Club, Pardon Betsy, Erdman, King Auto, Liliha Bakery, and anyone I may have left off this list, and there are lots. Thanks for supporting this fabulous event, the Girls Junior America's Cup. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store, if you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're hoping to hear from the pro mental coach golf guru. His name is Joe Hallett. He's the official ambassador for Pro Mental Coach. He is a Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher, a Golf Range Magazine Top 50 golf instructor in America, and coach of LPGA Tour major winner Stacey Lewis. And scheduled to be on the show, things don't always work out in life as you plan them. I wanted to share something with you that's being put together by a good friend of mine who always puts my ad in his newspaper, and it's about an event that he's putting together. If I could just find the details, it's right here, the last page in the stack. Okay, it's a pro-am in conjunction with the Cancun Sunbelt Senior Tour Championship in Mexico. It's for golfers, and if you'd like to bring your non-playing spouse, there's lots to do, or a golfing couple. You know, a couple that plays golf together, they'd like to get in a pro-am round of golf with a senior touring professional, plus other golf on your own or with friends, however you want to do it. It's the Cancun Sunbelt Senior Tour offering this package for amateur players who'd like to play. 5 nights, 6-day pro-am package. It'll be at the Moon Palace Resort. Ground transportation to and from the airport. 5 nights in a suite. Nice. All meals, entertainment, activities, beer, wine, alcohol, tips, all of that is included. There's a special event golf shirt and hat, 2 practice rounds, and 1 round of pro-am golf with a senior touring professional. On-course contests and prizes, tournament awards and prizes. You get $750 in vacation dollars. I'm not sure what that is. That's probably like coupons that say you can use it at the spa because it's for the spa. And golf or other activities like a dinner cruise or a jungle tour. You could go visit the Mayan ruins, and I'm all in on that one because that's one destination I'd like to get to before I kick the bucket. Oh, that's your bucket list, Danielle. You can also choose to take unlimited golf for both people if you'd like to do that in place of your, you know, for your vacation dollars, whatever. The package has been designed to provide almost everything once you arrive at the airport. It does not include airfare. So this package is $2,295 for 2, a pro-am amateur player and a non-playing spouse. If you're both playing in the pro-am, it goes up to $2,615. That's still a really good package, but of course, you have to remember that you've got to fly there. There are 2 Jack Nicklaus signature courses. There's the Moon Palace Golf and Riviera Cancun Golf and several others in the area. And if you're interested in the Pro-Am package, you got to call Norm at 625-9860. That's 625-9860. And we're going to be talking with Joe in just a few minutes. That's Norm, and the number again is 808-625-9860. Thought it's really interesting. You know, all the focus, of course, this week has been on the Open. It is the Open. It's the oldest Open, the oldest championship event. But the PGA Tour is still, they've got the True South Classic leaderboard here. They're playing an event. And I just wanted to mention that Billy Horschel, guy shoots a 63. Wow. You know, he's not getting any attention. Shot a 63. Billy Horschel, way to go. Jason Bone, Matt Betancourt, Stephen Bowditch, Jason Gore, J.J. Killeen, lots of guys, Bud Cauley, they're all playing this weekend. You just didn't realize it because all of the focus has been on the Open. All right, we've got from Pro Mental Coach Golf, the man who is the official ambassador for Pro Mental Coach, Joe Hallett. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and I'm not sure anyone can live up to that building, the official ambassador, but I might be more aptly described as a person who could use that more than anybody else, including all your listeners.
Well, you know, isn't that true for everybody? No matter what field you're in, you know, you got to go for refresher courses, otherwise you're just going to stale up and die.
Oh, the, you know, and as we watch the British Open and we see so often and so many times, you know, people that go into the, you know, the third rounds and the final rounds with the lead, and it's difficult to keep. And you think of the top players in the games of golf, whether it's male or female, and gosh, they're in total control of their swing, their bodies, their equipment, and you know they're in control of their mind. But when different situations arise, as I'm sure we will see tomorrow in the British Open, and this is the only time of the year that I actually equate golf fans with NASCAR fans. You know, the adage being they don't really want to watch them drive around in a circle. They want to see a wreck. And I think we're all rooting for a little bit of windy, cold, nasty weather tomorrow over there. And that's a real test on the mental as well as the physical.
Yeah, okay. And it's interesting what you just said. People are looking for the wreck. Someone to just fall apart. Although, if it's Tiger Woods who falls apart, you know, everybody's like, oh, fairly disappointed. Even if you hate him, you still want him to be in the mix. It's an interesting thing going on with the dynamics, the people who love and hate Tiger Woods. They still want him to be there somehow. So I guess so they can hate him a little bit more. Adam Scott is going to be under a lot of pressure. Graham McDowell has been in this position before. And I'm speaking of the two because right now, Adam Scott and Graham McDowell are going to be paired in the final group, and Brant Snedeker and Tiger Woods will be in the second one. Who's under the most pressure in those four names that you just heard? Scott,
well,
McDowell, Snedeker, Woods.
I have to tell you, there's you can look at almost all four of them equally. You know, is Tiger's new swing and his coach Sean Foley, is that enough to hold up under what would be different pressure over there, especially if the weather comes in? Half-heartedly, I have to tell you, at my home location at the Vanderbilt Legends Club in Nashville, Tennessee, we have a homeboy over there named Snedeker who went to Vanderbilt and spends a lot of time around our facility, so I think we kind of have to root for him.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a young man who's got great talent, is going to be smiling the whole time. McDowell has really, when you start looking at him, he has stood the test of weathers, courses, conditions, his U.S. Open win at Pebble Beach. You start thinking of that. And one of the ironic things, I'm actually with one of my fellow PGA professionals here today over in the Gateway section, and we were chatting a little bit earlier about Adam Scott and his wonderful play. Having gone to the long putter, he has one of the most unusual long putting strokes that you've ever seen. When you normally watch players who struggle with putting, they go to the long putter to gain some stability with the body and make the putter kind of go back and forth. And if you watch Adam Scott, his putting stroke is anything but that with a long putter. So I don't know if we know who's going to win, but it's going to put pressure on Scott's putting. McDowell may have the hometown pressure and, you know, I don't want to make any predictions.
No, I understand.
Who's going to do what? But
I understand.
You know what? They all have to be mentally tough tomorrow, and there's no question that training and that ability, which people can do with the pro mental coach at the leisure of their own home in front of their computer, is huge to make you a better player.
Well, tell us about that. You've launched this the golf's first and only interactive, and I find that fascinating. That it's an interactive mental coaching program. How does that work?
It literally, I will tell you, we actually had a young lady, a fantastic player who I had the opportunity to work with last week, Ryan O'Toole, that was down at our facility, and she talked about some of the mental stuff and having worked with some of the sports psychologists. And the key that Pro Mental Coach does is it's actually a precursor to going to see a sports psychologist. It gets down to the base area. Does your brain work? And please don't ask me if mine works. I took the assessment, and I was quite surprised to find out that much of it isn't working the way that it ought to, and I think most people would find that. But having the ability to have the different cortexes of your brain or the different areas of your brain working properly is what the program is all about. you go take some simple assessments, you perform some fun games, it grades you, then it builds a training program for you, and as you kind of keep training through and through, it will kind of keep track of, not will it kind of keep track, it will keep track of your scores, and it'll notice whether you're excelling in some areas, getting lower in others, and it adjusts the different testing and games and severities. The bottom line is this: if you need focus when you're out playing, and the portion of your brain that is really in control of focus isn't working, the other parts of your brain are going to try and help out. Well, it's not going to have a good result. The same thing happens with the muscle system of the body. If you're going to try and lift a heavy object and your arms or legs aren't strong enough, you're going to strain the other parts that are trying to help out. And that's really what Brain Center and Pro Mental Coach brought to us at the PGA and the PGA Center for Learning and Performance. And once we kind of saw what they had behind their science, we realized, as Dr. TJ Tomasi, one of our lead instructors down there, said, heck, this is fun. People will do it. So, you combine science with fun, and you'll be surprised how good your golf's going to get.
You're actually asking us to sit down and train the brain.
Exactly, in a really fun way. And if I can kind of use a fun prototype that we originally kind of developed, it was kind of like if you see a white golf ball, push the letter W. If you see a yellow golf ball, push the letter Y. And if you see a blue golf ball, do nothing. Well, that sounds simple. And it is simple until all of a sudden these golf balls come at different speeds, different sizes, different parts of the screen. And after about 3 minutes, you're sitting there scratching your head going, this is the simplest, easiest thing I've ever seen, and I can't do it. And I believe it was at that point Dr. Bergeron looked over and he said, you ever feel like that on the golf course? And all of a sudden, all the bells and whistles went off, and we said, gentlemen, we think you have something here.
Wow. This is the founder of BCI, as it's called, the Brain Center International?
Yes, and they have a tremendous history and background with operating within the neuro structure of different sports and different athletes. And when they came to us at the PGA of America and kind of made the statement, we think that golf has a big mental aspect to it. We kind of scratched our heads and said, yeah, about 224% of the game is mental.
You know, there's so much, I'm afraid to get into something in depth because we got a late start and our time is so limited. We have maybe a minute left. And so what I'd like to do is steer people to where they can find this. Pro Mental Coach, I believe it's promentalcoach.com online where you can find
it,
right?
You are exactly correct. Promentalcoach.com online. And I will tell you this much. You not only can you go there and take the assessment and find out how you stand, they currently have online a money-back guarantee. And with that being said, quite simply, the results time span, which originally we thought we were looking at somewhere in the 12 to 18-week time span, and we are seeing that shorten where people can track their golf scores along with how they are doing in their testing. And the bottom line, I can't say this enough, it's not painful, it's fun. You're talking about 3.5 to 4 minutes. It'll plan your exercises. It'll remind you when you need to take them, and it'll adjust it so you're never over-struggling in one part and doing real well in another.
Wow. Positive feedback and adjusting for your particular needs and weaknesses. That's you selected by the PGA Learning and Performance Institute. That's where you are, right?
Yes, ma'am, and it is. I'll tell you what, if it makes it through our vetting system, It has three great characteristics. It has a lot of science behind it. It is enjoyable for golfers of all levels, and it makes a difference in their game. That was our goal, and Brain Center brought that to us.
Excellent. Joe Hallett, will you be on the show again so we can talk a little bit more in depth about this?
I would actually love to, and I'll even make you a deal. I'd rather fly out there and sit in the studio.
Oh, that'd
be fun. I'm sure everybody would.
You're welcome anytime, sir. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
You, Joe Hallett, Pro Mental Coach. It's promentalcoach.com. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. That's Poipu Bay. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet metal? Hey, you need a new roof or flashing or gutters? Whatever you need, Alakai Mechanical can build it for you. Star protection for property threat and risk assessment. That's right, protection for your home or your business, your concert. First, you get the property threat assessed, and then you get that protection from Star Protection. And Discount Furniture Warehouse, find them online, HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com, and then go down to their showroom. It's at 345 Nimitz, right next to Floridec, and Bunk Beds Hawaii Discount Furniture Warehouse, where prices are so low, it's insane. The word I couldn't remember, penultimate. All right, the Golf Club, thank you so much for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.